the Financial Times in London. I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor. This is FT News. Paul Volcker has been an instrumental figure in the re-regulation of financial services and banking in the United States. Today, a deregulatory atmosphere is pervading Washington, and so Mr. Volcker's views on the future of his eponymous rule, the so-called Volcker rule, which bans proprietary trading in banks, is in question, as is the whole direction of regulation. Well, I talked to Paul Volcker last week and got his views on the future of that deregulatory agenda. I began by asking him, what are the greatest risks from deregulation?
In the financial world, there's a lot of talk. I think when people look at it in specifically in detail, they're talking about changes around the edges rather than basic thrust of Dodd-Frank, and not just Dodd-Frank, of what's been done internationally and elsewhere. So I think it's too early to become alarmed, but be cautious.
Even though Paul Volcker is an arch proponent of regulation and influential in the post-crisis regulatory drive, he does concede that maybe it's gone too far in some areas and thinks maybe the breaks that could be given to so-called community banks, the smaller institutions that serve the regions in America.
I don't think there's any question that something can be done to avoid a disproportionate regulatory burden for truly community banks. The challenge is to define a community bank appropriately. I don't want any speculators to come around the community bank clothing.
Finally, I asked Paul Volcker about his own eponymous rule, which bans prop trading, and is probably one of the most controversial rules among Wall Street bankers. They hate it for multiple reasons, bureaucracy around it, and obviously because it constrains them from making profits.
You have a rule named after you, the Volcker rule.
I didn't name it.
No, but it's been, it has changed the way banks operate. It's changed the culture of trading.
I hope to some degree it has changed the culture, and I must say some of my banking friends, I hope they're not just being polite, some of them do say that it's been helpful in reinforcing that the true culture of the bank ought to be in relationships, not in trading.
But there are those who are keen to repeal it altogether. What would that do in terms of damaging?
It would be an indication that the trading culture and speculative culture is less restrained than it was, and I think that's unfortunate.
That was Paul Volcker, the former Federal Reserve governor, who I spoke to last week in New York. This is an abridged version of the FT's Banking Weekly podcast, which you can download from ft.com/podcasts.